Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a chance of rain, a low of 39. Three former employees of Promotions Unlimited in Mount Pleasant, which abruptly closed January 27th, putting 77 people out of work, have filed a lawsuit claiming the company and its executives violated federal law and failed to pay workers the wages they had earned. The three former employees are launching a class action lawsuit against Roosevelt Capital LLC, the company's owners and managing members, a company vice president, and its treasurer. 49 other employees are potential plaintiffs in the case. The lawsuit alleges workers were not paid minimum wages for the last two-week pay period and weren't paid at all for the last week they were employed. It's also alleged an attempt was made to take directly deposited pay out of the bank accounts of employees. The lawsuit seeks unpaid wages, civil penalties, and punitive damages. Racine Salmon Unlimited will be using a portion of Pershing Park for the 2017 Salmon-O-Rama fishing event, July 12th through the 25th, not by Festival Hall, where activities have been held in the recent past. The group maintains it was mostly the cost, but during the council meeting, soon-to-be-retiring City Administrator Tom Friedel explained how cost related to availability and a committed use in part of that time frame, the Ironman event. Friedel indicated it boils down to the best use of the Festival Hall site.
You have a paying customer that brings a high-quality program to the city, it's pretty difficult to turn your back on that and say, we're just going to change things. And then the long-term 14-day commitment makes it even more difficult. There was also this year a booking already on the 22nd of the month, which is another date that they had. And I think that will continue to occur because, hopefully, our goal is to fill up Festival Hall every weekend.
As for claims, Salmon Unlimited would have been looking at a $45,000 cost for using the festival site those 2 weeks. Friedel said, quote, I can tell you for a fact it was nowhere near that amount had the days been available. So Salmon-O-Rama will take place, but in Pershing Park. A bicycle and pedestrian master plan for the city of Racine is nearly ready for adoption after more than a year of work. At the third and final public meeting on the plan yesterday evening at Festival Hall, participants were encouraged to give their thoughts on short and long-term goals, which focus on three main areas: the development of bike lanes and paths, intersection improvements for bikers and walkers, and signage. Sarah Gaskell of the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation, who has acted as a consultant for the process, says the recommendations from last night's gatherings will be used to formulate the final plan. Dottie K. Bowersox, the city's health administrator, says then the process of getting the plan adopted by the Common Council will begin, followed by implementation of the recommendations.
So then we need to work with the various departments within the city, DPW, city development, for example, to make sure that the ideas, the recommendations are incorporated into the planning. And then also we need to make sure that either through grants or through city funding, money is available and appropriated.
The current timetable calls for the Common Council to adopt the plan by June. The city of Burlington's 4th of July fireworks display will have the same familiar look this summer, with a desire to have them over Echo Lake or launched on the lake remaining a discussion for next year. During this week's council meeting, Fire Chief Alan Babe said moving the launch point is a complicated issue based on a discussion with Five Star Fireworks. The chief said using barges as a platform is out at least this year because a special crew is booked this summer, while launching closer to the water would mean a smaller display.
We're going to go down all the way to 3-inch mortars, and if you look at what they're proposing in their contract with us, there are quite a few mortars that are 4-inch, 5-inch, some 6-inch. It involves the grand finale, some other stages within their presentation, if you will. So I opted to tell them, well, we don't want to do that. I don't think we want to go down in the size of mortars, right? That means that they don't go up as high and we don't get a lot of oohs and ahs.
Chief Babe said talks with Five Star should start in early 2018 if the goal is to launch fireworks from Echo Lake. While it was also noted barges will likely cost extra on top of the current $10,000 contract. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner will receive a Lifetime Achievement Honor today at the Susan B. Anthony Women of Influence Awards in Kenosha. The award is given to a Kenosha County resident who believes in equity, gives of herself so others might learn, grow, and succeed, and provides inspiration through leadership. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.